अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान् नारायणं नमस्कृत नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुनि। माय कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सौ गोस्वामी एंड सेम कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की जय। नाउ टुडे इन मॉर्निंग आवर पास्ट पूजा वेंट वेरी सक्सेसफुली होल वर्ल्ड इज seeing on movie and they are sending their messages to me. Today in the morning devotee spoke very well on Guru Tattva. Now Vichitri has written something, he should speak.
Drowning in the turbulent waves of Bhav Sagara, smashed against the rocks along the shore of Mayavad, lifetime after lifetime, pulled down again and again in the treacherous whirlpools of Sri Sangha. No way to get out, no help in sight, lost in the jungle of Neti Neti. Then from nowhere, I heard some magical singing. Munindra Vrinda Pandite Sriloka Shokahari. Oh my God! What's that? Who's singing? What's that song? I've never heard it before. And all of a sudden, I found myself in a sheltered harbor, floating in the peaceful lagoon of your blue lotus eyes. Oh, sweet master of my life, daily at your lotus feet,
one tear.
You pulled me onto solid ground, and there I was, face to face with the moon of Mathura. You smiled and bathed me with the soothing moon rays of your mercy, your inviting blue eyes reflecting the whole vast spiritual sky, your lustrous golden aura emanating direct from Srimati Radhika's Anga Kanti, your wiry eyebrows joyfully dancing and hugging on Sankirtan. Gauravani pouring out of every pore of your body. All opulences and cities flowing from your fingertips and dancing at your feet. You, the goddess of fortune, bestowing the real wealth of Braj Bhakti. O sweet master of my life, daily at your lotus feet, one tear, one tear. I looked into those blue eyes, and lo and behold, I saw the whole spiritual realm of the sky of those eyes. And in the center, in the pupil, was the path to Vrindavan. And on the path I saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the whole Panchatattva and thousands of associates all joyfully singing the Maha Mantra and dancing in great bliss, inviting everyone to join them on their magical mystery tour, the straight and narrow path back to Godhead. All this I saw in those blue eyes. Oh, sweet master of my life, daily at your lotus feet, one tear, one tear. And then you whispered the Diksha Mantra into my ear, transmitting the bewitching sound of Krishna's Vamshi directly into my heart, inviting me to enter that most confidential sacred place, the Quinjas of Vrindavan, to eternally serve Radha Krishna Yoga Kishore in great bliss as a beautiful teenage gopi. O sweet master of my life, daily at your lotus feet, one tear, one tear. Kurudev, my heart is like a dense, dark jungle. No harm, Beti. Still, we will find the path to Vrindavan. Gurudev, you sent me a test and I failed. I got so angry again. Never mind, Beti. Just get up and keep on going. Oh, sweet master, stay at your lotus feet. Try to follow my instructions. I want you to be pure, my dear children, and be rid of all ignorance. I want to put you in the fire, and then with a hammer, I want to hammer you to make you pure. If you are willing to undergo this, then come to me as a disciple. Otherwise, you should be very, very far away from me. I don't want to cause you any problems. There is no need of going to any impersonal university. We should only go to the school of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj and to the University of Haridas Thakur. That is enough. Krishna can give us anything in this world. We have seen Balaji. He had faith in Krishna's name, and his life was miraculously transformed. Oh, sweet master of my life, daily.
Thank you. Oh, you.
Guruji has ordered me to share this poem. Some of you have heard it. In this poem, Gurudev is encouraging Radharani to meet with Krishna and also catching her when she falls down in ecstasy. Starting from Krishna's perspective. I am restless and distracted, my mind only attracted to thoughts of Radha. I pace in the forest, yearning simply to be blessed by her presence. Her laughing and dancing are the treasures of my ears and eyes. She is full of surprises and delight, and her soft-spoken words soothe my fears. I am chastened by her absence. If only she would hasten here, all my troubles and worries would flee, while everything would be clear to me in the brilliant lotus flowering of her love. Meanwhile, Radha, come quickly. Krishna is waiting. He is waiting only for your company. She hears the symphony of gopis and manjaris and throws on a sari in disheveled haste, not waiting to be dressed, then begins to retrace her steps. No, I will be missed. I better go back, lest I be chastised and rudely accused. No, Radha, a manjari tugs at her hand. You must understand, Krishna is crying for your association. Come to Krishna, the abode of your heart. You have been too long apart, and he is much disturbed. He will be sorely perturbed if you do not appear. Yes, yes, I will come. You say he is crying? And calling for me? I cannot deny my sham. But wait. Such is my fate. I have duties at home. I cannot be seen to roam in the forest with that robe. And Radha pulls back towards the door. Now several gopis argue their case that union with Krishna is the most chaste choice. Back and forth she goes as their anxiety rises with the moon. Until finally Radha relents, follows the messenger sent by her beloved. Now her steps quicken, direction is known. She dances and runs in her exuberance beneath the saffron moon, which she sees as an unblinking eye of Govinda. And parrots sent by Vrinda urge her to even greater speed. Her hair becomes freed from the braids and flies in the breeze, dark and silvered by lunar rays. She feels dazed by delight, in anticipation of a yearned for reunion. Then there he is at the end of the path, strewn with rose petals, holding a lotus which he twirls in his extended hand, as he offers an insouciant smile which slowly spreads across his face. Radha is overcome by a monumental wave of ecstasy and faints into the arms of a protective manjari. Then, through the swirls of darkness, hears the sandal sweetness of his voice softly whispering her name in her ear. Radha. She awakens in the arms that sustain the universes. She traverses many flavors of ecstatic love. Krishna, she cries, I am here in the nest of your embrace, where I learn to fly. He strokes her hair, then retwines it into braids laced and woven artfully with forest flowers of intoxicating fragrance. No, I prefer it loose, he declares, tugging at the vines and twine until again Radha's locks are an uninterrupted cascade. I think again I will weave. And he creates another floral creation in a celebration of her beauty. Woven and tied atop her head. Then again he dismantles. Better free like this, see? Radha in her natural wild state here in the wilderness of Raj. And her hair dances in a musical breeze that arises from the mind of Madhava. His face and shoulders swim in strands, and he is smiling with great happiness. Sending the manjaris to witness, to ride waves of bliss, as if they too are kissed by the reservoir of pleasure, as he treasures riding with heart and soul, at play with her hair, drinking in the air of her radiance.
Got it.
Sorry,
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astokita Sita Sri Sriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shishu Gurudev, whose holy appearance day it is today, Om Vishnupad Sri Sriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our disciples' succession and all the assembled devotees. Today we are observing Guru Puja or Vyasa Puja. Guru Puja and Vyasa Puja are the same because Sri Guru is a manifestation of Sri Vyasadeva and he comes to teach us how to worship Sri Vyasadeva and enter into his teachings. Srila Krishna's wife Hannah Vyas divided Veda, or complete knowledge, into four parts for our more easy understanding. And then he manifested Vedanta Sutra, and then all the Puranas, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, and ultimately the essence of all the Vedic literatures, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is itself Rasaraj Krishna, Krishna's own Swarup, and Mahabhava Swarupini, Srimati Radhika, combined. In the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find all knowledge, all tattvas, everything there is to know, ending with the word dimahi, or I surrender and offer my full heart and obeisances. So this dimahi, this is also we find in another gift of Vyasadeva through Sri Guru, and that is Gayatri Mantra. I would like to share today one Vyasa Puja lecture that Srila Gurudev gave in Florida 3 or 4 years ago. He said that I'm going to tell you on this Vyasa Puja day a secret that I've never told before. Srila Vyasadeva has explained to us that the transcendental sound vibration of all the Vedas, the essence of all the Vedas, is this Gayatri Mantra. Usually we hear that Gayatri Devi is the wife of the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma. But who is she really? Gayatri, we find in the Brahma Gayatri, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, again Dhimahi. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. That is, who is this Bhargo Devasya? It is none other than Pladini Shakti or Mahabhav Sarupini, Srimati Radhika herself. So Krishna likes to have parakya or paramour relationships with his internal energy, Srimati Radhika and her expansions. So he ordered Yogamaya that please give a husband to this Gopi Gayatri. Somehow or other, married her to Brahma. So Gayatri was married to Brahma, but she never loved Brahma. Her love was always dedicated to Krishna. So Gayatri Mantra is herself a gopi, or ultimately Srimati Radhika. And all this is explained by Sri Vyasadeva. Without Sri Vyasadeva, we have no knowledge of anything, either correct understanding of this material world, and what to speak of all the tattvas we learn from Sri Vyasadeva. And therefore, as Srila Gurudev uttered this very beautiful verse this morning, before beginning his class, Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Before reading or studying Srimad Bhagavatam or any Vedic literature, we offer our obeisances to Lord Narayan, to Nara Narayan Rishi, to Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Sri Vyasa, the author. What is the meaning of Vyas, and how does that relate to Sri Guru? The word Vyas means diameter. Suppose you have a circumference of a circle, and that circumference is 360 degrees, and you have a center in the middle of that circle. If you draw a diameter from one circumference to another, that line going through the center and then touching the other side of the circumference is Vyas. And it not only touches in one place, it touches everywhere, all along the 360 degrees. So everywhere means throughout the entire material creation. This is not the only planet where living beings, intelligent living beings, reside. But there are millions of planets, billions of planets in this universe, and there are billions upon billions of universes, as we understand from the Vedic literature. So Vyas is he who broadcasts that center of all existence, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, to everywhere, all throughout the material creation. So Sri Guru is a manifestation of Sri Vyas to bring his glory and the glory of his Lord Radha and Krishna as presented by Srila Vyasadeva and all the manifestations of Vyasadeva, mainly our Rupa Nuga Guru Varga. Sri Guru broadcasts the message of the love of Sri Radha and Krishna all throughout the entire creation. Therefore, disciples see Sri Guru like Krishna, not God, but like God, a manifestation of God, and therefore also as an invocation to his class, Srila Gurudev uttered this mantra: Yam pravrajanta manupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano viraka taruvajuhava putreti tanmayataya taravobaneda samsava bhuta hridayam munimanatosmi. Sri Guru, like Sukadeva Goswami, who is also like God, is in the heart of all living entities. Sri Guru is Sarvabhuta Stityam. He's situated everywhere, just like Krishna. Srila Gurudev also said another thing. That was his first time that he said it. He said, somebody asked me a question that I'd never been answered before, that I'd never been asked before, and I gave an answer that I never gave before. They asked me, where is your Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada now? And so I answered, he's everywhere, because his Ishtadev, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, are performing their pastimes everywhere. They travel throughout infinite number of universes in this material world. And they have an infinite number of pastimes in the spiritual world. So how can they be without their servitors? So he said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is, as Srimati Radhika's maidservant, everywhere. And then as her glance or eyes upon this world, he manifests everywhere here. So similarly, our Srila Gurudev is also everywhere. And in that regard, he said, so therefore nobody can cheat him. If anybody tries to cheat Sri Guru, he himself becomes cheated. He gave the analogy. Suppose you come here and I ask you, oh, how are you? And you say, I'm fine. No problem? No, no problem. You don't mention that aside from your wife, you also have a girlfriend that you're having loving relationships with him. with. So Sri Guru knows that because he's in the heart. And therefore that problem that we're hiding from him, he said, comes in like a needle and goes out like an atom bomb. And one's whole bhakti is destroyed. In the very first day of this glorious festival, Srila Gurudev had various devotees quoting and explaining the very important verse by Srila Rupa Goswami defining pure bhakti or pure devotion to Radha and Krishna. There we find Anupuyena Krishna Anusilana. Anusilana. Anusilana means continually endeavoring by the body, mind, words, and pure sentiments of the heart. And it also means under guidance of Sri Guru. So Guru is also Krishna Anusilana. Sri Guru is also Krishna. What Krishna? He's Ashraya Krishna. There's two Krishnas. Vishaya Krishna, that is the object of love, and Ashraya Krishna, the reservoir of love. So Srila Gurudev explained on his Vyasa Puja day in Florida that all the parts of this verse, that is giving up all desire for fruitive activities, that cover bhakti, giving up mental speculation, impersonal consideration, and even ultimately the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engaged in all kinds of favorable activities exclusively with the body, mind, words, and sentiments of the heart, exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna. This should be applied, every single phrase should be applied to Sri Guru as Ashraya Krishna, and then automatically that love becomes transferred to Vishaya Krishna. So Sri Guru is omniscient, all-knowing. He's not Krishna, but he's Sarvajna, he's all-knowing, and he's Trikalajna. That is, he knows everything, past, present, and future. On his first Harikatha festival, that is in Holland, Srila Gurudev said, "Why are you going to astrologers? You don't have to go to an astrologer. If you just come to me, I can simply look in your forehead and I can tell you 10,000 births, past and future." A few years ago in Hawaii, also the time of Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja festival, he said that Guru means heavy. Guru is the most heavy personality in the world or in the universe. In fact, he said, in fact, he's heavier even than Krishna. We find in the beautiful book written by Srila Jayadev Goswami, Gita Govinda, that Krishna utters this prayer to Srimati Radhika. Maragara Kandanam, Mama Shirshi Mandanam, Devi Parapalavam Udaram. O Srimati Radhika, please be merciful to me. Be liberal. I'm burning in the fire of separation from you. Please be merciful. Forgive my offense and please place your lotus feet on my head. So very interestingly, Srila Gurudev explained that Krishna does not only say this to Srimati Radhika, but he also says it to those maidservants of Srimati Radhika who prefer to serve her over him. That means Krishna falls down at the feet and takes the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika's maidservants or Sri Guru. Gurudev said, this is Guru Tattva. All the acharyas in our Rupa Nuga Guru Parampara are ultimately maidservants of Srimati Radhika. In, as you know, Srila Gurudev is dictating, or just finished actually, dictating Ras Panchajaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is the life of all living entities and it takes away all anarthas, anartham upakshamam shakshad bhakti yoga madhoksajay lokasya ajanatah vidvamsha prasakutasamhita. All the anarthas that cause sinful activities, that cause transmigration through 8,400,000 species of life, can all be wiped away in one moment by bhakti yoga. But the whole world does not know this. Lokasya ajanatah. And therefore, the great sage, Krishna's Vaipana Vyas, has written this Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I forgot who understood that. Yes, so the Srimad Bhagavatam takes away all the bad reactions and gives all auspiciousness to the living being. As in the body, the most important part are the life airs. The five life airs of Srimad Bhagavatam are Ras Panchajaya, the five chapters dealing with the Rasa Lila. And the most important life air of those life airs is Sri Gopi Deet. In his commentary to the first verse of Gopi Deet, Srila Gurudev explains that Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, before beginning his commentary, and Srila Jiva Goswami does as well, they say that no one can understand any tattvas, and particularly the sublime relationship of Radha and Krishna, and our relationship with Radha and Krishna, and their pastimes, and there's no possibility to enter into their understanding without the gracious maidens, without the mercy of those gopis who've actually taken part in that Rasa Lila and who are actually singing Gopi Geet. So Gurudev says, therefore, Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, before beginning his commentary, first offers his obeisances to the predecessor acharyas who wrote commentaries. That is, Srivar Swami, Srila Jiva Goswami, and then he's offering obeisances to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and all of our acharyas who, in their sadhana forms, have come like Srila Gurudev to give all tattvas, Maya tattva, Bhagavat tattva, Prem tattva, all tattvas, all the way up to Maranakya Mahabhav. Because they are in their sadhana forms like this, and in their siddha forms, they took part in the Ras Lila, helping Radharani when her ankle bells fly off, to dance over to the ankle bells and bring them back and put them on Srimati Radhika before Krishna even notices, so that the dance can go on. So Srila Gurudev, as he said this morning, what is today? It's my Vyas Puja. My Vyas Puja. That's not a note of pride. He's saying, this is my opportunity to worship my Guru, to teach you how to worship my Guru and all the Guru Parampara. And I'll just close by saying how Gurudev closed his class by saying that I am nothing. I am insignificant. All the knowledge that I'm giving to the world is actually my Gurudev's knowledge. He has given that to me. He has picked me up out of the well of stool, and from him I've received the ocean of mercy of Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Ujjala Nilamani, which I'm giving to the world. And all tattvas, all the everything that I'm giving you, I've received all the way up to Prem, Sneha, and all the way up to Maranakya Mahabhav. So in his very humble way, he's indirectly admitting his position for our mercy, for our benefit. Thank you.
Om Agyanatirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sigurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripa पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I pay my humble obeisances the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada, Astota Sata Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Shlokamanda Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pada, Parivrajakacharya Varya, Astota Sata Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Shlokamanda Goswami Maharaj. After that, I convey my Dandavat Pranam to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assemble here, headed by Tridandi Sannyasis. Today, the appearance day of our Srila beloved Gurudev is Vyas Puja or Guru Puja. Vyas Puja means the worship of Vyas Dev. The scripture we have seen in this world, all composed by him. Or nowadays we are seeing new scriptures also based on Vyas Dev scriptures. So, the appearance day of called Vyas Puja, but nowadays, not only nowadays, for always, whoever spreading the best philosophy in this world, how to worship God, how to obtain His mercy, and preaching all over the world, he is also representative of Vyas, and his puja also called Vyas Puja. Although, today is not appearance day of Vyas Dev, but appearance of his beloved representative. So today we are observing Vyas Puja or Guru Puja. Guru Puja is the backbone of bhajan. Just like human beings, if they have no backbone, they cannot sit. They are always lying on bed. In the same way, if we have no Guru Nishtha, how knowledgeable we may be, we never advance in Krishna consciousness. It depends how much nishtha you have for your Gurudev, for the word of your Gurudev, how you respect your Gurudev, how you fulfill the desire of your Gurudev. If such kind of nishtha is there, then it's proper Vyas Puja or Guru Puja. Otherwise, how much knowledge you may be, everything go in vain. And who is Guru? The mentioned in scripture, Guru Krishna Rupam Shastre Pramane Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Karan Bhakta Jane. Another, Siksha Guru Ketayani Krishna Sarup Antar Jani Bhakta Shastra Eji Rup. Who is the Gurudev? Guru Krishna Rupam Shastre Pramane Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Karan Bhakta Jane. If Krishna wants to bestow his mercy, he never bestows mercy directly. He bestows mercy through bona fide Gurudev. Is there an example in scripture? Here there are so many thousands of examples. I am giving one example. So the Guru is Narad Rishi and disciple is Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj, he came to do austerity, do bhajan, by the sarcastic word by his stepmother, he had no guru at that time, he only 5-6 years old. Bhagavan Singh was on a trembling, shaking. Lakshmi asked, "Oh Prabhu, why are you so restless?" "Well, somebody is calling me, I have to go." "Well, who are you going?" "Well, I want to go, but he has no guru." So Bhagavan called Narad and sent him. When Narad inspired him and gave mantra and diksha, then Bhagavan came and gave him darshan. So Bhagavan bestowed his mercy through Gurudev, not direct. So the mentioned scripture, Siddhi Bhavati Baneti Sansayachuta Sevinam Nishansayasta Tadbhakta Paricharyara Tatmanam. If you serve Krishna directly, is mentioned Siddhi Bhavati Baneti Sansayachuta Sevinam. Achuta means infallible, who never fall down. It's Krishna. If you worship him directly, you may get perfection or not, there is so much doubt. But if you worship or serve his kith and kin, means bona fide Gurudev, then perfect Krishna prem in your hand, none can check this. Another scripture I just quoted, Siksha Guru Kalyani Krishna Charu. In first, Guru Krishna Rupan Shastra Pramana, it mentioned about Diksha Guru. And Guru Krishna Rupan Shastra Pramana means Diksha Guru, and Siksha Guru Kalyani Krishna Charu means Siksha Guru. Both are same. Sometimes two personalities, sometimes one personality. But if both two personalities are there, and they are in the same platform, you have to respect equally. Otherwise, you may do blunder, mistake, or you are bound to do a great offense. Just like, so Billa Mangal Thakur told, Siksha Gurusta Bhagavan Sikitinsha Mauli. By whom I initiated, he is my Diksha Guru, and all other Guru Parampara. Even Sishas but no Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, all are Siksha Guru. So how we can tell my Diksha Guru is superior and Siksha Guru is inferior? Very good offense. But in bhajan, prominence of Diksha Guru is there. Although Bhagavan Siksha Guru will not come to you to pull your Sikha from this material world to engage in bhajan, who is doing this? Siksha Guru. So prominence of Siksha Guru is there. Still, you could not show he is superior, inferior, then you do blunder mistake. And who is Gurudev? It is mentioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Narottam Thakur, Srila Sanatana Goswami. Svayam Rup, Tadekatma Rup, Avestarna, Prathameitim Rupe Rahem Bhagavan. Svayam Rup means Svayam Krishna, Tadekatma Rup means it's little bit different in complexion and mood. It's called Tadekatma Rup, like Sri Baladev Prabhu. Avest, Svayam Bhagavan, Krishna, want to do some activity in this world. So he empowered some power in him and sent him in this world to do some work they call Avesavatar. Like Prithu Maharaj, Avesavatar of Palanshakti, how to manage the world. Narada Rishi is Avesavatar of Bhakti Shakti. In Parasudam, so many are Avesavatar. In the same way, who is being in line of Narada Rishi and spreading the Harikatha and is according to scripture, he is bona fide Gurudev. He is Avesavatara of Bhakti Shakti of Bhagavan. So bona fide Guru, our beloved Gurudev is Avesavatara of Bhagavan Bhakti Shakti. Today Gurudev was discussing in our devotees also about three types of sevas. Uttam seva, who knowing the heart of Gurudev and fulfill his desire, is Uttam seva. Like Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. What he did? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sanrupa Kadamayam Dadatisa Padantikam. What Mahaprabhu want to do? Sri Rupa Goswami Pada, by scripture and by his followers he did so in this world, so he is Uttam Seva. Okay, someone can say, oh, Rupa Goswami eternal associate, Mahaprabhu and Bhagavan. Is the example in this world nowadays? Yes, so many. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is Gurudev. Our spiritual grandsire, Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Keshava Goswami Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, what they did? When Prabhupada started preaching, at that time, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under control of Mohammedans. Prabhupada's desire was that must be come in our control. Srila Param Gurudev, he was son of a great landlord. Knowing the heart of Prabhupada, what he did? He grew some trees like mango and other jackfruit in a big, big tub. And when it grown enough, little bit, like 3 years, 4 years, this size, then all of a sudden, what he did? By the grace of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he took his own godbrother and take all graveyard, dig them and throw in the Ganges. In a night he put all these trees and rose and so many flowers. Next day Muslim came. They find there is no graveyard, now no sign at all. Then they went to police. When police officer came, he said, this garden, some trees, not happening in one night, how come? He gave report, it seems to be a garden for 3 years. By this, our Param Gurudev fulfilled Prabhupada's desire. And moreover, the bhajan duty of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was under capture of Sahajiyas. Prabhupada's desire was to take in our control. Param Gurudev, he took some cowherd men who were very expert in playing and stick. He sent them and told, oh, Vinod Babu is coming, Vinod Babu is coming. And they are playing each other like they want to beat each other. If you not go away from here, we will crack your head. The Sahajiya who is under control of Sahajiya, they run away. Then easily, without blood anything, without police, he took position. And Prabhupada became very happy, extremely happy. So by this way, he fulfilled Prabhupada's Sahasrara desire. But another spiritual grandson, what he did? Prabhupada's desire was to, the mission of Mahaprabhu must reach in Western world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, taking sannyas from his own god brother, Srila Bhaktivinoda Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and came in Western country. What he did? In a couple of years, he stayed Mushyana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, top of mountain, midst of the ocean, midst of the forest. What he did? He fulfilled the desire of his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada, the Uttam Seva. Nowadays, what is that? What happened? When our Param Gurudev established mode in Navadvip, one of his godbrother came to visit. And he told Param Gurudev, yes, your mode is nice, but if there is a garden, then you match with this temple. Without garden, it looks like barren land. Srila Gurudev, my Guru Maharaj, Pratibha Trivikra Maharaj, few of his disciples were sitting in front of him and Param Gurudev was discussing Harikatha. Then Param Gurudev is so present minded, immediately told he could not see any garden. Yes, garden is here, look, so many flowers go from in here. What garden you were telling, he probably want to put his rays and bloom and his essence will, present will go away. Look, they are live flowers. His essence is spreading all over the world. What happened today? Other hand, to come finish this, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj asked for Srila Gurudev to come and preach in Western country. So he has guided order from his Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. What happened? That Gurudev is flower from his Gurudev and spreading all over his mission and giving fragrance to all over the world. What are the Gurudev told? His life, they are life flower. They are giving flower the fragrant of all over the world. So Gurudev giving fragrant of Krishna's pastime all over the world. By this way, Srila Gurudev is spreading the mission of his Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both. So Srila Gurudev is Uttam Sevak of his Gurudev and Guru, no doubt. And Adham Sevak Gurudev told, if you take the same off, then both will be there. Adham Sevak are six times. Only Jyotishar, Van, Kim Ekaki, Prasita Prasitas Chaiva, Saravidha Sevakadhama. Who are Kanishtha Sevak? Means Sevakadham, Kanishtha Sevak. What that is? If you do water anything, what that is? Only means just start from, like bumblebee. Is take the toilet, telling something none can understand. That means you don't want to serve Gurudev that order. Only Jyotish. Oh, Gurudev, you are telling me to go there if that man will not be there. What shall I do? Like doing astrology. And short means when he get order of Gurudev, he can stand. Gurudev understood he will not do. Yatsar Ban, when Gurudev order, he run immediately. Where to go, what to go, what to perform, he forgot everything. And Kim Ekaki, oh Gurudev, you are telling me there is no other else. What can I do by alone? Another, Prasita, Prasita Chaiva. Gurudev told to one, he tell another like this, it never happened. So these six types of our sevaka dham. Among those we are so many, especially I am in this category. So I am praying mercy of Srila Gurudev and Bonafide Vaishnav. Please bestow their mercy, then one day I can fulfill Srila Gurudev's desire. And if anything good of this, which I have heard from Srila Gurudev, is credit will go to Srila Gurudev's lotus feet. If any wrong thing I have told, please excuse me, then I can rectify and serve Srila Gurudev eternally. Bansha Kalpatari Bhakta Kitao Sundar Bhai Vata, Kati Kamiya Bhavani Bhai Vata, Kati Kamiya Bhavani Bhai Vata.
Very good.
Jnanatirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vachakalpatrubhyascha Vipassanabhyascha Putitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my unlimited obeisances at the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Guru, Nityananda Prabhu Swamishtharasthoto Sati Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. At the lotus feet of my beloved Shiksha and Sannyas Guru, Rupanuga Vara Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, lotus feet of our Rupanuga Guru Varga. All assembled devotees, especially Chidandigan and my senior brothers and sisters, all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas. So today, it is a very auspicious and blessed day, appearance day of our Srila Gurudev. This morning I said to him, "Oh Srila Gurudev, it's your appearance day." He said, "No, I don't know, I've got the date wrong." But I think he's just playing his role, that actually appearance day is for acharyas. And I'm simply insignificant servant of my Guru Maharaj and my Shiksha Guru and our acharyas. So, Srila Gurudev has been teaching us Anyavinashtu Shunyam, this with pure bhakti. What is pure bhakti? Where does pure bhakti reside? It resides in the hearts of the eternal associates, Krishna's eternal associates in Braj. And that mood of pure service is diametrically opposite to our mood of pure sense enjoyment and suffering. So how we can get that mood? So pure devotee comes from the spiritual world, and we make relationship with the spiritual master by how we can make our hearts one with his heart. His mood is simply service. So then we have to serve. Serving his instructions and serving his mission. So our Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're fulfilling the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Certainly to give this Braj mood, and especially anarpatacharyam charat paranayavatirna kalos samarpayatam unnato jalam sama sabhakti shriyam. So they're distributing this sabhakti shri. And Gurudev, he is giving a wake up call to the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava community that actually the purpose of bhakti, this is to attain this unnato jala sabhakti shri. Actually, service to the pastimes of Sri Srila Radha Krishna. So, Srila Gurudev said that we should understand not only in relation to my Guru Maharaj, he said, you should know not only how tall the mountain is, you should know how deep the mountain is. How tall the mountain is means the glories of how he's achieved such amazing things preaching in this world. And how deep the mountain is means what are his internal moods. So, although I'm not qualified, we can say something, what we've heard from Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and our other acharyas, about the depths of the mountain. Sansara Dabhana Lida Loka. Externally, the spiritual master, he's visiting the conditioned souls and he's extinguishing the fire, blazing fire of material existence, saving us from birth and death. But for those who are already perfected, he's giving them the consolation with pure Harikatha and engaging them in their constitutional service in Braj. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita. So he's bringing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful mission of Sankirtan. Harinama Sankirtan, Premadana. It's coming from Golokera Premadana, Harinama Sankirtan. So he's engaging us in chanting and dancing, and he himself is chanting and dancing in this Sankirtan movement. Our Srila Gurudev, unfortunately we don't see him chanting and dancing so much these days. But previously, he was most prominent Kirtaniya in Gaudiya Math. So internally, the associates of Krishna, they have two swaroops. One in Krishna Leela and another in Gaura Leela. So Gurudev also in Gaura Leela, he's engaged in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes, which are none different from Rasa Leela. And he's dancing in ecstasy with Mahaprabhu and his associates. Shri Vigraha Radhana Nitya Leela. which nana. So Gurudev is engaging his disciples in deep worship, in dressing and decorating Vigraha, Shivigraha, and cleansing the temple. And Śrīla Vaiṣṇava Chakravarti Thakura, other acharyas, are describing how Śrī Guru, Guru Sakhi, for example, in the morning, when it comes time to wake up Radha and Krishna, so they're coming in and they're dressing Śrī Vigraha in Nikunja, in these beautiful wish-fulfilling temples, beautiful wish-fulfilling trees, decked with flowers and jewels and birds and sweet breeze like this. So, and then cleaning the temple, collecting up the broken pearl necklaces and all these other beautiful engagements. Chaturvidha Śrī Bhagavat Prasad. So Śrīla Gurudev, he's giving us Bhagavat Prasad. This is my Guru Maharaj, so this is our secret weapon, prasadam. So we're distributing prasadam. So many are becoming purified, getting taste for service, and getting moved for Braj service through prasad. And Gurudev has described how the Sakis of Srimati Radhika, they're going to Nandagam, when Krishna is taking evening prasad. So Krishna is tasting, and Ganesha is keeping some remnants. And then Yashoda Mai also, she's taking some of the amritkeli and other dishes that Krishna has had. And then Sakis are mixing too, from Ganesha, from Yashoda Mai. And then they're taking back to Srimati Radhika and Yava. And Yava and all the devotees, they're tasting and full ecstasy. And then Sakis become so happy. Sri Radhika, then pure devotee is always, he always wants to remember the past times of Śrī Radha Madhava. And he's engaging his disciples in remembering that past times of Śrī Madhava. Gurudev is saying, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, you remember the past times of Radha Krishna. And internally, we know that the Sakis, secretly they're meeting, for example, at the time of Venugi is describing. So secretly they're meeting and they're discussing meetings of past times of Krishna in small, small groups. Or when Krishna goes into the forest, so when he's disappeared and the Sakis are coming out back and to hide their tears, they go into the kitchen and they put wet wood on the fire. And the whole kitchen fills with smoke. And they're crying and crying and crying. And then Jyotinda comes in, oh, why are you crying? Oh, this fireworks, awful. In this way, they're hiding their longing to remember Radha and Krishna's pastime. Nikunja, you know Radhikeli Sitai. See, Gurudev, he's not just reading about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, or just remembering Radha, but Radhikeli Sita, he's perfecting the pastime. These pastimes cannot go on without the intervention, without participation by the Sakis. Sakshadharitena samasti shastrai. So, Krishna's most important quality is his unlimited mercy on the fallen conditioned souls. And Gurudev is the personification of that mercy. He's a personification of Krishna's potency, which makes the impossible possible. It's impossible for fallen conditioned souls to take up Braj Bhakti. It's absolutely impossible. And Gurudev comes to make that possible by his limitless love and extreme expertise, loving expertise, how to change the poisoned hearts of the fallen conditioned souls. And internally, oh, we hear, Shikshu Guru Keto Jani Krishna Sarup. Sarup means it's the internal potency, it's the real nature of Krishna. Srimati Radhika's Sakis, they're in relationship pranayam. Srimati Radhika's Sarup Shakti. She's the very essence of Krishna. What is Harita? Harita, the nature of Krishna is to raso vaisaha, to enjoy ras. What ras? Braj ras. What braj ras? Ujjvala ras. What Ujjvala ras? Means pastimes of Srimati Radhika. Those pastimes cannot take place without the help of the Sakis. So therefore, Sakshadari Prena Samastu Shastra. Yasya Prasara Bhagavat Prasara. Yasya Prasara Nagati Katofi. If Gurudev is pleased, like Srila Gurudev explained the other night, that if Krishna is angry, Guru can save you. Like one time, one devotee had offended Ram, so he took shelter of Hanuman. And Ram came to kill the devotee, and Hanuman stood like that, oh, you have to kill me first. So if Krishna is angry, Gurudev can save him. But if Guru is angry, nobody can save him. Yasya prasara, bhagava prasara. Yasya prasara, nagati kitoke. That no advancement if Gurudev is not pleased. So, we hear how if Srimati Radhika is in mind to increase Krishna's eagerness, she's refusing to see him. Don't let that black fellow into the puja. And Lalita is saying, don't relent. Don't give up. So Krishna comes. He's so eager to see Srimati Radhika. But the Sakis are at the door. No, you can't come in. Asaki said, you can't come. No, please, please. He's pleading. And then he's flattering them with so many beautiful words and praises, melting their heart, falling at their lotus feet, actually. Finally, their heart melting, they go to see Srimati Radhika. They say, oh, this Krishna is come. He's dying, literally dying to see you. So, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. If Sakhi is pleased, then Bhagavan himself can make some advancement. And if Sakhi is not pleased, Yasya Prasada, Nagati Kitobi. Krishna himself can make no advancement. So a guru is so potent, both in material world and in the spiritual world. He's so potent. So I take shelter of the lotus feet of such a potent devotee of the Lord. In UK, when somebody has a birthday, we say many happy returns of the day. So I wish this Gurudev will have many happy returns of this day. Happy returns, because Srila Gurudev has got a mission. He wants to see so many devotees understanding these beautiful truths that he's giving and realizing. And also he wants to see, oh, wonderful preaching mission, as in the days of our Guru Maharaj. So much enthusiasm. So I'm praying that I can be one of those devotees who will please him by understanding and realizing these beautiful truths that he's giving, and also by taking part in an amazing display, a regeneration of pure mood of preaching. So I bow down at the lotus feet of my beloved Shikshi Gurudev.
Om Agyanati Milanirasya Gananjana Sarakaya Chaksura Nivitandana Krishna Sri Gurudev. First of all, I want to offer my most humble obeisances many millions of times at the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And then again, offer my most humble obeisances millions of times at the lotus feet of my Shishya Guru, C.C. Maharaj Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj Guru. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is written, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti. So the lotus feet, the feet of the Guru are compared to lotus. Why the feet of the Guru are compared to lotus? My first Shishya Guru, Srila Gauravinda Swami Maharaj, used to say that in Ayurvedic medicine, when one has an eye disease in which they cannot see properly, then the honey which is collected by the bees exclusively from the lotus flower will be applied to the eyes. And this medicine will cure the incorrect vision of the eyes. So the feet of the Guru are called Padma, lotus feet, Charana Padma, because by the application of this Padma Madhu, the honey, the nectar coming from this Padma, then the defective material vision of the eyes of the Shishya will be corrected and they will get Divya Drishti, Divya Gyan. Divya Gyan Ride Prokashito, which is injected directly into the heart of the Shishya. Divyagam Vide Prekashito. Where does it come? How does it go into the heart of the Shishya? Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya, from the mouth. From the lotus mouth of Sri Guru, the transcendental sound vibration enters into the heart of the disciple. And how is this accomplished? This is explained in 4th canto, 20th chapter, 25th verse. Maharaj Prithu is praying to Lord Vishnu that you please bless me and benedict me that I may always hear the transcendental sound vibration from the lotus mouth of the pure Vaishnava, the pure sadhus, because it is just like saffron particles, the aroma of saffron particles, which cleanses my heart of all material misdeeds. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about this. He says, what is it that makes the voice of the spiritual master, which sounds like an ordinary material sound vibration, what makes the voice powerful? What gives it transcendental power? Srila Prabhupada says that when the spiritual master speaks, the sound vibration goes across the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart of the Guru and collects the aroma of the saffron particles which are on the lotus feet of the Lord. And these aroma of the saffron particles is carried on the voice of the Guru and enters into the heart of the disciple. Divyayama Vijay Prakashita, entering into the heart of the disciple. So, what is the saffron particle? What is the aroma of the saffron particle? This is a very interesting point because in the verse it says Shuddha Kanam. And when Srila Prabhupada translates the verse word for word, Shuddha Kanam is translated as nectar particle. But when he translates it in the verse in English and in the purport, he says saffron particle. So I was thinking about this one day and I wrote to Srila Gurudev that this saffron particle, does this represent Swarup Shakti? Does this represent Srimati Radhika? And he told me yes, this is correct. So in this way, this is the injection of Swarup Shakti. Chudasattva Visheshatma. How this Swarup Shakti is injected into the heart from the lotus mouth of the Guru by this process of hearing the transcendental sound vibration from his lotus lips. Can the aroma of saffron particles ever be captured on a tape recorder or in a book? I don't know of any mechanism that will capture this aroma of saffron particles. I have not seen it, either on the printing press or on the tape recorder. Does that mean you should not hear the tapes of the transcendental lectures of the Guru or read the books? I asked this question in 2003 when I first finally decided after so many years to surrender at the feet of Guru Gurudev and take his shiksha. And he told me, if you are properly following under the guidance of the pure devotee, then when you read the books of your Guru Maharaj and hear his tape, then you will hear his voice and you will get the transcendental benefit. In other words, one must be under the guidance. Second canto, third chapter, 24th verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada states, the progressive march back home, back to Godhead, will be determined by how one studies the Vedic literatures under the direct guidance of the realized soul. And in the first canto, first chapter, sixth verse in the purport, hearing and explaining the revealed scriptures is more important than reading them. One can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by the process of hearing and explaining. And the word assimilation is very significant. It means the transformation of food into living tissue. How does one assimilate the knowledge of revealed scriptures? Knowledge means to understand the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. But how does one assimilate it into ecstasy? In order to assimilate it into ecstasy, one must get these saffron particles. Just like in Ayurveda, Madhurya Rasa, there is Rasa, virya and vipa. There are six tastes: sweet, salty, sour, pungent, bitter, astringent. And for each taste, there is a tasting on the tongue, there is a virya, an experience of energetics within the body, and vipa, how the tissues of the body will taste and transform the nutrients into the living tissue of the body. So, madhurya ras means sweet, and sweetened condensed milk is a very nice product which one likes to drink and enjoy. But in order to absorb the madhurya ras of sweet condensed milk, one has to add saffron, because saffron will break down the lactic acid and lactose acid, and also help to improve the assimilation of the nutrients into the cells and tissues of the body. So just like this saffron will take the sweetened condensed madhurya ras and help it to be digested by the tissues of the body and assimilated. Similarly, hearing the transcendental sound vibration, the aroma of the saffron particles from the lotus lips of the pure devotee, helps one to assimilate this madhurya ras. Otherwise, if one tries to taste this madhurya ras without hearing the transcendental sound vibration from the lotus lips of the pure devotee under his guidance, one will get indigestion. So, there is a great spiritual treasure in the heart of the pure devotee. And if one wants to access that treasure, prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasha jyoti. When the pure devotee speaks about this madhurya ras, then it enters into the heart, prema bhakti. Divyagan Rige Pokaji enters directly into the heart, and Ridro, the disease, Pratilabhya, it enters into the heart, and the Ridro is destroyed. The disease of the lust for material life and this material body is destroyed. So this is the power of the pure devotee. But how will you access that treasure? One must become loyal. One must be very loyal to that personality whom he takes shelter of. In this Anushilanam, Krishna Anushilanam, in this verse, Anu also means Anugatya, under the guidance, under the direct guidance. And if you want to be under the guidance, and you want to access the treasure of such a great Mahabhagavat, such a great intimate associate of Srimati Radharani, then one must remain loyal. This loyalty is best seen in the dog. In America, there is a phrase, sold-out dog. One must become the sold-out dog of the guru. The dog, when it is trained properly, he will not eat unless the master feeds him. He will stay awake all night to protect the master's house if the master requires. If the master does not let him out to relieve his bodily functions, he will not relieve his bodily functions until he is permitted to go out. In this way, the dog, and if the master becomes angry and beats the dog, he accepts. Whatever the master does, the dog accepts. But if anyone were to try to do any harm to the master, the dog will lay down his life immediately to protect the master. Unless one becomes a sold-out dog to the guru, one cannot access the treasure of the heart. This is the mood that one must have to express it. One has to have in order to access it and obtain it. We should understand, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Bhakti Tattva Vivek, that even if one is duly initiated by a bona fide guru and acharya, in a bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya, but he has not attained his Vastu Prabha, his spiritual identity, then he must obtain the spiritual identity from the Shishya Guru. And in order to obtain the spiritual identity from the Shishya Guru, the particular Shishya Guru that you decide to obtain it from, you must show your loyalty and your love and your affection, seeing in him the whole Guru Parampara. Yes. And just as you have this loyalty, love, and affection for the Guru, You must also understand to have this loyalty and love and affection for all those who are also serving the Guru and trying to attain the same treasure. It is only by this kind of love and trust among each other, as we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where all of the different devotees of Lord Chaitanya are constantly serving each other in order to serve Mahaprabhu, that we come to develop gradually more and more love and trust in this pure devotee and in the process of achieving this pure devotional service and this treasure from the heart of the Guru. So on this day, which is Srila Guru Dev's appearance day, in America it is usually the tradition to give gifts to a person on their birthday. But in India we see that on Krishna's birthday, Nanda Maharaj was giving so many gifts to everyone on the birthday of his son. So I am humbly requesting that Srila Guru Dev please give his most hearty blessings to all of the assembled devotees here today, that they should get the treasure of his heart.
Very Chaudhary Maharaj, will you speak something?
Om Agyanatmirandasya Gauranjanamashtrakaya Shakshurubhitam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatrulyascha Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo Namaha. First of all, I'd like to offer my millions of Sashtam Dhamala Pranam at the registry of my Diksha Guru, Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Goswami Maharaj, and seven Sashtam Dhamala Pranams in the first set in the lotus feet of my Shiksha and Sanyas Guru, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And all Vaishnava and Vaishnavis were assembled here to celebrate the Vyasa Puja of our beloved Prabhudeva. So, I'm not qualified to speak in front of so many great, powerful Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, which have already spoken about Guru Tattva in such a wonderful way. Only I know that by Gurudev's mercy, because he has been empowered by the Swarup Shakti of Lord Krishna, this is Srimati Radharani, he is the master of all living entities. He is the absolute servant of Krishna. Krishna has actually two functions. He is absolute master and also he is absolute servant. And the Guru is functioning as the absolute servant. As such, he is reflecting in every living entity. And whoever reflects Srila Gurudev the most is also a helper, a ashraya for us. So we are surrounded by Gurudev and his most disciples, and this shelter is our most auspicious, is the most auspicious place where one can be in the world. So, being surrounded by Gurudev, one has to be an owl in order not to understand his heart desires. The owl closes his eyes during the night, during the day, and if you ask the owl where is the sun, you say there is no sun. But with Gurudev nearby, in our heart, outside, everywhere, in our mind, in our ears, in our hearts, then we cannot say that we haven't seen or heard anything about Krishna or the sun, the spiritual sun. So there was an example of how Sri Guru liked his disciple to behave according to his will. There was a sannyasi, which was a disciple, very close disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he used to he used to take care of some rehearsed couples nearby and preaching to them and regularly taking some donations from them. And he would keep this money and regularly he would go and see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and talk about his service and give this money. So one day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, near his term in this world and his life, he called upon this sannyasi and he told him, "Actually, you have never met me. You have never seen me. You have been doing all these things on my back, thinking that by giving me some money under the table, you could buy my consentment. But actually, you have never served me. So you don't know who I am, and you have never met me. So your life is not successful. I am not happy with you. So first of all, you should become mine. You should be my disciple. You should do whatever I want you to do. Nothing more than that. Then at that time, if you surrender to my desire, then you'll be able to do whatever you like to do, whatever you have to do in the world, with money, with people, with position, anything. But unless and until you completely surrender to my will, then you will not be able to be successful in spiritual life." So this example shows that without the consentment, the aval, that means the mercy of Guru, nobody can make any progress. Although he can think, "I'm doing so much services, I'm fully engaged 24 hours a day, and my service is very successful because people respond accordingly." But still, if Guru is not pleased, then the service will be completely and totally deprived of any value. So we have to be very, very careful when we deal about devotional service, because Guru is the master of all living entities, is the master of his disciple, and is the only one who can engage the disciple in devotional service. He is himself the master of devotional service. That means he is never deprived of devotional service. But we are not allowed to do devotional service until Guru allows us to do it. So he has the faculty, he has the power to allow us to do devotional service or to desire to deny us to do devotional service. So we have nothing, no other alternative to completely surrender unto the lotus feet of Srila Guru there. So today I have told my life story. So I'm trying to please Gurudev by asking him how can I please him and how can I serve his meet him and meet his heart desires, and he blessed me that I can change my heart and become a completely surrendered dog at his own feet.
Very good. You wanted to speak? Very brief.
Om Jnanatimirandasa Dhyanjana Ashaka Chakshur Mitandana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. First of all, I offer my Dandavas Pranam to Harinam Diksha Siksha Dhyaya Nitya Lila Pavishtam Vishnu Pāt Paramahansa Parivarakta Sukarsu Sumasya Bhakti Rasa Swami Kalpa Nitya Lila Pavishtam Vishnu Pāt Paramahansa Parivarakta Sukarsu Sumasya Bhakti Rasa Swami Kalpa Sri Srimad Śrīla Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami. Jaya Maharaj Śrī Bhakti Vedanta Narayana, Siksha Guru Jaya Maharaj, Daisavara Pada Pārane, Koti Koti Namaskar. I am not qualified to try to speak in front of all of you, because by your grace I can understand how to glorify this day. Mukham karati vachanam pangum langate virim yatripatanam bande sri guru natanam. We can understand anything. We don't find ourselves qualified to give any expression about that. So we become blind, thinking, what shall I say? But He made us speak. He made us open our mouth. This is the nature of divine grace, being empowered by this Sarva Shakti, the supreme power. He made the impossible possible. Srila Srila Sridhara Maharaj said, we are quarreling for any land, for fiction and beginning. But Krishna can gain loving service for his long lost servants. He wants to save them and take all of them home. Only by the grace of the Absolute we have the mercy in the form of Gurudev, coming from there to take us home to where everything finally enters. Everything which is created disappears into the subtle existence, and then also in the solution of this world. But again, with the new evolution, they come out, and some enter in the permanent Lila, and do not come back into this world of exploitation and renunciation. The most auspicious event of the 86th birthday anniversary of our spiritual master Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, we celebrate with great jubilation, especially this year, because we have your personal presence this year. Actually, Gurudev said, my real birthday has to celebrate the day when I received Bhakti Vidyan from my spiritual master Nityananda Pravishta, Om Vishnupada, Bhakti Prajnanda Goswami Maharaj. The advent of our Gurudev is called Vyasa Puja. The other common day known Guru Purnima, day is in the month of June, July. The servitors of Gaudiya Math, knowing the spiritual master, are no different in truth from Lord Vyasa. Every year celebrate his advent as Vyasa Puja. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu established this worship of Vyasa Puja through Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Vasanga Mayapur. The word Vyasa means divide, or in another sense, to stand. The complete Vedas were divided in four parts by him: Rig, Sama, Yajur, Atharva, and also works like Mahabharata and Puranas, extended by the Muni, Sri Krishna Vaishnava Vyas. Similar, Gurudev performs this seva, O Sri Vyasadeva, and delivering his knowledge to us. For this reason, the adorations offered to him on his advent are called Vyasa Puja. The other term of Vyasa Puja is in offering everything to service of the spiritual master in doing work conducive to the fulfillment of his wishes. Our predecessor spiritual master, Srila Narottama Das Thakur, in his offering as humble prayer, Sri Chaitanya Manovistan Stavitan Jana Uttare Swaya Guru Prakadamahan Dadati Sahabhaka. My dear Vaishnavata Vaishnava, I am really don't know how to understand the Manovistan of my Guru there. Please help me to one day to try to understand, to fulfill his desire. One day we feel orphans. But thanks to his candidacy, I'm also caused controversy that arose in the end of the 20th century. Because in that way, the concept of Vyasa, a divine expander, the real meaning of the Vyasa Puja, was given again from your holy lips.
I'm very happy that Padmanabha Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Shyam Rani, Shauti Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj,
Damodar
Maharaj, Bhudhar Prabhu Bhagavat, all they explained so good. And they remembered so many things. So, today is Vyas Puja. All knowledge comes from Vyas. And in the guidance of Vyas, his Bani, his teachings, following these, who spreads everywhere in the world Krishna glory, Radha's glory, is Gurudev. From beginning of Vedas, it has been told, Jasya Devi Para Bhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Jasaite Te Mahatmana. Those who are worshipping Krishna, but not less than him, but more, somewhat more, to Gurudev, bhakti is there. Then Krishna inspires him all kinds of tattva and everything. In Upanishad it has been told, there was a Aruni and his Gurudev. Aruni has come and in Gurudev ashram he was serving for 25 years. One day Gurudev told him, it is so much rainy, you should go to my field. Water is going on from my field to other places, so you should
check the water.
And then he took
spade.
And went there. It became night. He was trying, but could not shake the water. So he himself
lie down.
Now by coldness his body was like
frozen.
In morning his Gurudev, O Arni, where you are? Gurudev, I am here. What doing? I could not check the water, so I myself here. Oh, come on now. All the tattva, knowledge should come in your heart. And once, in a second, all things received. So Guru's mercy is like that. You have also heard Uddalak and his Gurudev Gautam are
animals. Dhauma Rishi.
Dhauma. In ancient ages, Vedic ages, we see that anyone who wants to gain knowledge, he should go to Gurudev and serve Gurudev. So, Uddalak also went to his Gurudev ashram. And Gurudev told that, oh, you should be brahmachari and take care of my cows, graze my cows and serve. He was grazing cows, but he was so fat,
healthy.
Guru then told, oh, what are you taking that you are very healthy? Oh, when cows take mother of the cows, what milk is?
Remain there.
Oh, I take. Oh, don't take. Don't do this. But what should you do? He did not know. And then again he went, and after some days he called Uddalak. Oh, Uddalak, you are seems very healthy. What are you taking? Then he told that cows, after chewing,
foam
of cow's egg. Oh, don't do. Again he went. And then one day, grazing cows, he was very thirsty.
Hungry.
So, there is a tree, from the leaves of that, some milk comes, but it is very poisonous. And he took that, and he became blind. And the way to Gurudev's house, he fell down in the well. Then Gurudev was searching him, Uddalak, where you are? Oh, then I am in this well. Gurudev kindly took him out of well and told, oh, for my service, to follow me. Oh, you have fell in the well, so all Vedic knowledge would at once
manifest,
come in your heart. And it became. So we see also in Krishna Leela, Krishna went to Sandipani, and what he did with Brahman Sudama, he went to forest to collect some dry woods. And when he went there, oh, it was night and raining. Then he took the dry woods on his head, and there was no way, oh, deep water or shallow water. They standing whole night there. Though Krishna is Bhagavan, even. And in the morning, Gurudev came with lalten hurricane. Oh, Krishna, oh, Sudama, where you are? What doing? Oh, Gurudev, we were here. One night, so much rain, we could not return back to home. Oh, for me, for the service of my wife and me, you have done so much. And then he told, oh, all kala,
64
kinds of kala,
arts,
and everything, all knowledge should come. And it came. You see, Rupa Goswami, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Ras Sindhu, apar, endless, boundless. I'm telling you,
one drop.
To
make a taste.
And he gave, oh, Rasamrit Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, and then he wrote. These verses are more than Upanishad, Uddalak and Aruni. What they received? Only that knowledge of Brahma. But they, Rupa Goswami, what is in Ujjwal? Ujjwal, what is Ujjwal? Unnat Ujjwal Rasa Swabhakti Sriyam. So in our line, in the parampara of Srila Rupa Goswami, our Guru Bar gives Ujjwal, Unnat Ujjwal Rasa. So we are very lucky. You are very lucky. And now you should fix your goal that Radha Darshan, and begin from Upadeshamritam. If you will avoid Rupa Goswami, these teachings, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyoj Tishthan Brajed Tadanuragi Jananugam Kalam Naed Akhilam Ittu Padeshasaram. He told Raghunath Das Goswami, Manasiksha, you should follow. Give up your anger, lust and all other things and be one pointed to Radha Krishna Yuga. My blessing, I am also praying to our Guru Bhag that they should sprinkle mercy on you, that you should realize and you should follow all these things. Go Premanand.